Welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is the ever-busy Sarah Chapman. Sarah, if you don't mind, go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Sarah Chapman. I'm a double major in English and music with a minor in jazz and commercial music. And I guess today we're just here to chat about student governor stuff, any other student involvements, or whatever the wonderful Ella Tinsley asks of me.
Well, thank you. I don't think I've ever heard your full major out loud, like
it's
full
a lot.
Degree path. You are so busy.
Oh, I do what I can.
So yeah, let's start with that student representative for the Board of Governors. That must be such an honor.
It absolutely is. It's extremely humbling. I didn't think I was going to be the one selected because there were so many candidates that were also qualified. But just, I remember the morning that I got the call, I just like first thing I did, I was like, oh, thank you, Lord, because like what a miracle. And the second thing I did, quite honestly, was just like cry because I was just so grateful, so humbled. And I'm just so excited for like everybody on the board is fantastic. The president's executive staff is wonderful. Everybody's been so welcoming and so enthusiastic. And I'm very excited for what's to come.
So how does one find themselves in that position? Like what led to that nomination, I guess?
Absolutely. So the previous student representative, his term expired. So he served his full term. So then it was time, according to our student government bylaws, to start looking at another candidate. And just so many of my friends were thinking, like, Sarah, you were the first person I thought of when they came up for this application. You need to apply. And so it was just having that support system that kind of just like pushed me through and was like, you can do this. You are amazing and you deserve it and you would do wonderful. Then they just kind of pushed me through in times that I didn't always think that I could do it. So I came from an extremely small town that didn't have a lot of opportunity. And I think going into this application, I just assumed, oh, it's going to be like some hotshot from like St. Louis or something that actually has experience with
somebody
like
who's
a
networked,
large...
like exactly. Been in the business for a
exactly.
while.
Or someone who knows what it's like to be on a big campus. My graduating class was like 86 people. I had maybe 300 in my whole school.
So 72.
Exactly. So going from that to representing not quite 10,000 students, grads and undergrads, it's a big jump. And so it's a lot of pressure, but it's just, I sound like a broken record, but I just feel so humbled to have been selected for this opportunity. I'm just so grateful.
Well, I'm sure there's no one better to do the job than you.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
But that is something I love about the SEMO campus in general, is just that there's so much opportunity and you don't have to be the biggest big shot to get that opportunity.
Definitely. Absolutely.
I did want to talk about how do your other expertises kind of fall into this? How did you find music? How does that, both exceptionally demanding majors, how do you balance it all is, I guess, my question.
That's a great question. I keep a planner. I know this sounds like an advertisement or something. It's not, I promise. But I just try to keep on top of everything. And it is a lot. It is a lot. I've had to learn a lot about time management and staying on top of things and what that looks like. And that's changed a lot. It changes from semester to semester. But it's a lot of, okay, well, what comes first? Homework. Okay, cool. Put homework in. What's next? Like, and then it's just getting myself to slow down and rework my priority list and just remind myself it's okay to just take one day at a time. You don't have to tackle an entire month in one day. That's not realistic. So that was a big step for me because I just had to come to terms with that. So double majoring is a lot, but I've found if you have a rough schedule, so like I have a certain time frame that I keep a practice block, homework blocks, meal blocks when I can, but you know how it goes. So just trying to keep that structure. I'm still learning a lot. Every day is an adventure. Every week is like, okay, well, I feel like I have to not quite start over every time, but it's, I don't know, there's different meetings every week.
It's like a refresh.
Exactly.
Like Monday morning hits and I'm like, okay, what's on the docket for this week?
Exactly. So it's just been a big lesson on learning to respect my time too. Like time is valuable. Time is precious. How you spend it says a lot about your character too. And so bringing in your double major, both campuses, it's actually really nice. And I feel like that is one of the things that makes me a really good candidate for this student representative role, because I have strong connections on main campus and on River. So there's people talk a lot about wanting to bridge the gap between main campus and River, and maybe I could be the person that kind of helps push that along. If I can just kind of, okay, well, let's look at what River campus needs and what they want, and let's look at what main campus needs and what they want, and like try to find some middle ground, because I have a unique perspective that not many people get to share.
And I'm so glad to hear it in the studio today. I always like to open the floor. Is there anything you'd like to discuss or highlight about your student experience?
The first thing that comes to mind is faculty. I could not. I could not do a double major if it weren't for my faculty. It's just...
I love SEMO professors.
Yes, they're wonderful. And they're just... That's one of the things that brought me to SEMO. It's actually the main selling point that brought me to SEMO, is because I've never been treated like a number. My faculty have always expressed a genuine interest in, like, Sarah, what are your goals? What are your dreams? Like, that's another thing that kind of sticks out to me. They don't ask, like, what do you want to do? They ask, what are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What are you passionate about? What would you do if you had nothing holding you back?
Mm-hmm. What's your life look like?
Exactly.
Outside of academic.
Very much so. It's just the little details. They're willing to use their expertise, and they're so eager to use their expertise, and they're like, well, here's what I have. Let me help you. They're not hoity-toity about it or anything.
Right.
And it's just the fact that they're so genuine, it means a lot, and they're just so understanding, and they're just so open and wanting questions. They want to help. And I think that's a very unique thing about SEMO, that SEMO can offer that experience to their students.
Mm-hmm.
So without my faculty, I don't know if I'd still be here. So huge kudos to them.
Awesome. Well, we are running out of time, so thank you so much for joining
Absolutely.
Me in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I know how hard it is to schedule things like this.
No, it's been so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. And thank you for listening to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.